Even though you're American, you're still welcome. Call toll-free 1-877-JOY-1250.
All right, welcome back, folks. You're listening to the Drew Marshall Show, heard every Saturday here between 1 and 5 on Joy 1250, streaming live at drewmarshall.ca. And we have begun. I'm a little nervous about today's show because I'm going completely blind here, and I don't mean that in a metaphorical sense.
Yes.
So this is the segment. We thought we'd start off the show because I've had a lot of people over the week ask me questions about the blind stuff. And I thought I'd open up the phone line, see if anybody has any questions. I doubt anybody will have any questions, but or maybe words of encouragement or stuff like that, because I really need to be encouraged this week. This has been a very bizarre week. This all started with just conversations around a pint or two and people saying, hey, if you had to lose 1 cent, what would you lose? You ever had that conversation, Tim, with a bunch of guys or whatever?
Yeah, definitely. So, you know, what things would you give up? You know, not just the senses, but definitely other options in case there were problems.
Yeah, that's right. And then I've always thought that, you know, no one ever said sight. Because I think, I mean, look, we see that as very, very precious.
Mm-hmm.
So I was wondering, could I handle that? Would I? And to be honest, when I think about my spiritual life and how pathetic I am spiritually, my eyesight seems to be, I don't know, it's the thing that's always gotten in the way, whether it be through trust or lust issues.
Yeah.
And I'm sick of being a male dealing with lust issues. Seriously, like, you know, It's just enough already. Thank you very much. I'm waiting for the old days where you don't have to worry about that. Do old guys struggle with lust?
Oh, they gotta. Come on.
But what for? It's going nowhere,
well,
so to speak.
Yeah, well, you're going nowhere either. So,
anyway, and then the trust issue is, like, I have a hard time believing in an invisible God.
Yeah.
Which is why I think the Israelites down at the bottom of the mountain waiting for Moses to come back, then a buddy's gone there for how long, and they're like, okay, forget this. We need a new God. What did they do? They built a God they could see. Right? The calf. Here's a calf. Yeah, okay. So, trust or lust, those are issues I've had with my eyesight, and then it came along to this year, and I thought, I'm going to do it, and then I thought about Easter, and I thought, you know what, for Lent, I know you're supposed to give up whatever you give up for the entire Lent, but I ain't giving up my eyesight for 6 weeks.
No.
So, I thought, last week of Lent, the Holy Week, from Palm Sunday to Easter Sunday, I'm going to give up my eyesight. So, I had a friend of mine, an optometrist, source out these dark contact lenses, which I have. Have you seen them, Tim? You haven't seen them?
I haven't seen them, just online kind of thing.
Did it look scary?
Oh, man, you look like, you know, some Marilyn Manson video.
Great.
The beautiful people.
I'll put the sunglasses back on.
Yes, there we go. No, they definitely look different.
Yeah. Well, he sourced these out. Thank you, Dr. John Walcott and Aaron. Great guy, brilliant optometrist. And last Friday night, we put them in at 4:30 in the afternoon. And I kept them in for a trial run overnight, slept with them, got up in the morning, went back to the optometrist before I came in and did the show last week. And
you were messed up.
Dude.
Holy moly.
When I took them off in the morning, I saw everything through a white film. It was like, you know when you burn a pizza in the oven or something and there's a bit of smoke in the kitchen?
Or ginger is on Gilligan's Island. Remember you used to always get fuzzy when, you know, the pretty girl would come on?
Oh, that's right.
You know.
I was like, what are you talking
about? What are you
about?
Talking about? Sid Miller,
yes,
your reference
yes,
boy.
That fuzzy kind of filmy thing. That's right. So, and then I went to the optometrist, and he said, dude, your eyes are really swollen, like the retina or the cornea. I don't know which
probably
one.
Probably the cornea.
Okay. Very swollen, and then I came in and did the show. On the drive down, I started losing my eyesight because I was tearing so bad. Not a good idea to drive.
No.
Did the show last week, teared the whole time.
Yes. Daryl and I thought it was just because we were so hilarious.
Yeah. Comedy week last week. I was in tears the whole show. And went on my drive back, I phoned him again, and I said, is there anything you can do? It's just driving me insane. He said, come on in. So after hours, open up the shop, Dr. John Walcott had a look at my eyes, said, yeah, they're still really swollen. Here's some antiseptic or
anti-inflammatory.
Something, I don't know.
Anti-uncle.
Yes. And anyway, Sunday morning started, and I put the dark contacts in. We got everything on video because the last minute, literally, like the week before, a few people said, why don't you document this because it's pretty interesting.
Yeah.
And I was just going to do it on the QT, you know, talk about it on the show a little bit, but, you know, not really do a whole video shoot thing. And let me tell you, the videos have been pretty interesting.
They have been.
From
what
I've heard.
Yeah. Now, so Michelle's been doing it all, right?
Michelle's been taping. Michelle's here in the studio.
She's been doing an awesome job. I'm going to give her a little clap there. You can't see her. But
I forgot I was on tape right now, so I'm going to stop sitting like a Nancy boy. My legs crossed.
Yeah, there you go.
I was going to say, we went to church. That was the first thing. We wanted to show up church late so that everyone was already sitting down and leave early. Mm-hmm. So I didn't get a million people going, oh, what happened? What? You're blind? What the heck? And then start calling Benny Hinn. And anyway, we showed up late, and it turns out the service didn't start till 11:15 because it was some special day, and people were having cake and cookies and whatever. So that was a bit of a pain. A few people asking different questions. Anyway, sat down and tried to enjoy the service, and I enjoyed the worship for the first time ever because I was blind.
Right. So you're not distracted by what's going on?
No.
Where to put your hands?
No.
I saw in the video you just sat the whole time, or?
No, while I stood for the worship, I sat for one part because the kids came in and they were doing some funky chicken dance stuff, and I didn't want to look like a spaz, so I just sat down and chilled. And the message I didn't get anything out of, because it wasn't really a message that day. It was like a day where the church wanted to refocus on their vision again kind of thing. And,
right.
So he just had to, he went through that. And I'm sure if it was a real message, maybe I would have gotten more out of it. But good guy there, Earl. We picked on him a little bit in the video.
Yeah, I saw that. Oops.
Kind of a chuckle.
Now, you've been tootling around the city of Orangeville, tootling around the city of Orangeville and dealing with your daily routine.
Yeah, I tried to keep a schedule as normal as possible.
Have you been able to do that?
Pretty much, for the most part. I mean, look, it's the most unproductive week I've ever had in my life.
Yeah.
I mean, Michelle comes over, reads emails to me. We get, about 5 emails done the whole day? So it's just painful because I'm telling her, okay, click here, and then I got to formulate what I want to say to somebody in my head as opposed to formulating when I'm typing. And
yeah. Hey, wow. Hey, we got a call here, dude. You want to take it?
Oh, sure.
All right, here we go.
I don't know who this is going to be. Hi, who's this?
Hi, Joe. How are you?
I'm good. Who is this?
I'm Sarah.
Hi, Sarah. Nice to hear your voice.
It's good to know that you are having a blind spot because that's what I've been experiencing lately.
What do you mean? You're blind, are you?
No, I am. I'm going there to have a cataract over my eyes.
Oh, no. So you're starting to lose your vision.
Yeah.
In one eye or both?
In one, and the other one is coming on.
So what does that look like? How does a cataract affect your vision?
Totally cover the lens.
Right.
And you can't see but lights and white.
Oh, I know what that's like.
Yeah. But you know something?
Yeah.
It caused me to reflect on when I used to could see clearly.
Right.
And the other day, just Thursday night, I went to bed and I awoke with a song. It's an old Jim Reeves song.
Uh-huh.
Okay, and
what's it called?
I was accused. So I'm singing the song in its original words.
Right.
And then I keep getting these words coming to me. So I said I'm going to cheer you up with the song if you have time to listen.
Oh, I'd love to. That's so kind. Because you know what? To be honest, yesterday...
Mm-hmm.
I was flat out depressed. I was finished. I was done. I didn't care anymore. I was absolute. I had no motivation whatsoever. So thanks for cheering me up. Let's hear this song.
Okay, because it helped me. It helped me seeing myself and seeing clearly what is going on.
Yeah.
Okay. Let me see now. Okay. He was accused, convicted. And condemned. The mock trial was over, and his sentence begun. This was their way of saying we are true with him, and all he was guilty of was loving. Loving me, oh, how he loves me. I was so blind. I was blind. I could not see. They were the judge, the jury, all in one. The mock trial was over, and his sentence begun. This was their way of saying we were true with him, and all he was guilty of is loving me.
Well done. Well done. Very good job. Excellent.
So that was helped me to see clearly what this time is all about, and cheer me up, and I'm looking forward to going to the hospital now. I have my cataract surgery.
But so you are going to have them removed, eh?
Yeah, just one for now, and then the other one will be
later. Yeah, well, I hope that goes really well for you. Finally, yeah. Finally, I can say I relate a little bit because of how this week has gone. Thank you for calling and encouraging me.
Yeah, it makes you see more clearly what this is all about.
I hope so, yeah. Thank you so much.
I hope you listen to that song and remember what it's all about.
Thank you.
By the way, did you have the bread and wine?
Did I have the bread and wine?
When you go to the church?
Oh, no, I didn't. Because I didn't go Good Friday.
Okay, you need to keep that going, because if you don't feed on his body and his blood, the blood is the spirit.
Yep.
You will, as you said, fall out of love.
Well, there you go.
Okay.
Well, thank you.
So you take care.
Okay, bye bye.
Bye
bye. Bye. I'm gonna have the bread and wine tonight.
Or wings, breaded wings and wine. that's
right.
Prefer.
Yeah. Well, that was nice. That's encouraging.
That was great.
I've experienced a range of emotions over the week.
Yeah, you were saying.
Well, just that, like, the first couple of days, it's, you know, there's a novelty aspect to it, and we went out to eat at Swish LA after church, because that's what you do.
Yes, gospel chicken.
And I had the lemon soup. It was lovely. But my son played he played guess what this is.
Oh, I saw that one thing he threw.
Did you see that?
Yeah.
He puts a little thing of butter. Okay, it's butter. He puts another thing of ketchup. Yeah, it's ketchup. Okay, he puts a hairbrush. Yeah, it's a hairbrush. And then I'm grabbing this one thing. What the heck is that? Oh, it's a tampon! Totally grossed me out.
Oh, man.
And I thought he stole my underwear one day because I couldn't find any underwear.
Oh, did he?
Yeah, but he did. He didn't. I just.
Now, has he been messing with you at all, you think?
Oh, he's been torture. He was being a jerk, and I went to chase him with my white cane through the house, and he put all the chairs in front of me in the kitchen, so I couldn't get through.
Oh, nice kid.
Yeah.
Nice.
He's been cruel.
So I guess you're going to get revenge on him somehow at some point, in the name of the Lord.
Oh, yeah.
Teachable lessons.
Oh, no, in our house, revenge is mine, saith Drew. That's how that works. One thing I've noticed is my
There's a lot of plastic on food. Wrapped up, yeah.
Did you see me eat the muffin?
That was awesome. And then you're in here today just trying to have a piece of gum.
Michelle gave me a piece of gum, which I thought was unwrapped, because, you know, that's what
we're supposed to do.
That's
for
what you do
now,
to get
apparently.
Blind people. Anyway, I've noticed my posture was just horrible. I've been all. I don't feel too bad today sitting in this chair, but I've just been slouched over, and it's interesting. You actually take up a blind person position. You see blind people and you go, okay, they're blind, not only because they got the glasses and the white stick, but just their posture, and they do goofy things with their hands, and their heads wobble all over the place. You get the Stevie head going, and I've been doing all that stuff.
Yeah. Now, do you think your posture is just sort of a protective thing? You're just trying to get a little bit closer in on yourself?
I think so. I really do. It's either that or hearing. I'm angling my ears to hear and stuff.
Well, that makes sense.
So, you know, that's been a little weird. And you know what? I mean, I did this because I was hoping I would be able to... this might have been naive of me, but I was hoping to be able to hear maybe better the quiet whispers of God, if that makes any sense.
Yeah. Still small voice?
Yeah, and God's quiet whispers apparently are very quiet. Because I've been so focused on...
just trying to get through?
Yeah. Like, I've been thinking about things that as a sighted person you don't have to think about.
Yeah.
So the only time I've been really quiet enough to just get all spiritually focused is when I'm laying in bed and I've got the New Testament on audio CD narrated beside me. And
very cool.
That's been kind of good. I was out on my horse yesterday, tried that experience. That was a bit odd, but it was very comforting being with my horse. Very comforting.
Right.
So I guess it's like the blind dog thing.
Yep.
kind of a quiet buddy.
Now, did you have someone leading the horse around, or knows everything well enough to...
Well, yeah, the horse knew enough, you know, head towards that branch and clothesline me.
You serious? Gotcha?
Well, almost did one of those, because there's a snow. We had a whack of snow up there, and it snapped a tree, and it was, like, laying across.
Okay.
But anyway, Bev was there barking left or right, or left or right in the background. So
just as usual, right?
Yeah, pretty much.
Just kidding, Bev.
Tim said it, not
just
me.
Just kidding, Bev. Just kidding.
Tim said it. What time is it, Tim?
It is 24 minutes after.
All right. Well, I think we'll wrap up that segment there. Folks, if you're interested, do you realize how I say interested? I don't say it normally, do I? I've been noticing little nuances in my voice.
No, I think you do say it.
Interested.
You're just...
Interested.
Yeah, I'm interested.
I sound like a hillbilly, is what I'm trying to say.
Yes. Well, you look like one right
if
now.
You're...
The growth and the buttons done up wrong. And
they're not, are they?
No, they're not.
Oh. If you're interested in following this journey and seeing what transpired throughout the week, you want to go to drewmarshall.ca. We've got 3, possibly 4 videos up there. Click on the blind man. I guess there's a blind man GIF and icon, and that'll show you the story that we've done all week long. Very fascinating from what I hear.
Yeah, I've seen them. I've watched the 3 that are out there currently, and I'm looking forward to more. And they've been great.
Do you think you could do it? 7 days blind?
Do I think
blind?
I could do it? You know, that would be the one. Like, I didn't have the discussion with you, but I think that's the one sense I could probably do without.
You think so?
I think so, because
I couldn't do hearing. I would.
No, I couldn't, because I love music too much.
Yes, and you'd feel totally isolated all the time.
Yep.
I think I would feel less isolated blind now that I've had a week of blindness.
Yeah. I mean, for me, I'd probably have to do it when I'm not working, because teaching would be very difficult.
Yeah,
know,
true.
Full-time, all that kind of stuff. You know, like during the summer or something like that, we could have a blind off.
Blind off.
Me and you.
I want to let you know, next week on the show, we're going to focus a little bit more on this blind stuff. I'm going to interview some blind folks so I have a chance to debrief with them, because there's an actor by the name of Tom Sullivan. He's a comedian and actor. He's been on my show before. He's the blind guy in all the old sitcoms. MASH, what's the Robin Williams? Mork and Mindy.
Yep.
Actually, the last television thing I saw was that MASH episode with Tom in it.
Oh, really?
Before I went blind.
Nice.
Sunday morning I watched that, where Hawkeye goes blind because a furnace blows up in his face.
Yes.
Anyway, Tom's going to join us on the show. He phoned me during the week and said, "Drew, what are you doing?" Because he trained Ben Affleck in Daredevil.
Okay, yep.
And he said that he knows people who've gone 24 hours going blind to try it, when he's training actors and whatever else.
Right.
But he's never heard of anybody going a week.
Wow.
So he said, "You're probably going to go a little nutty this week. And if you do, here's my number. Call me." So we're going to get Tom Sullivan on the show next week. We're going to get the Blind Boys of Alabama. We're going to speak with Jeff Healey's wife or widow, because Jeff passed away a year ago. So we're going to hear from her. And I doubt we'll get Stevie Wonder, but we did make a pitch to see if we can get Stevie Wonder on the show. So is it right to pray that we get a guest on the show?
Sure.
There's probably bigger things to pray for.
Like your sight.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway, a short break on the show. When we come back, it's a Council of Many segment. This week on the Council of Many, a lady has written in and said, "Look, I want to take my teenage sons to church tomorrow at Easter Sunday, but my husband is pretty much an atheist and against it. And I just feel that I really should do it, but do I disobey him? Do I sneak it? Do we just get into family turmoil? Do I honor my husband? What do I do?" The phone number is 905-338-1250, 877-JOY-1250. The Council of Many up next.
Are you listening online yelling at your computer? Why? Give us a call and yell at Drew. Call 905-338-1250 or toll free on 1-877-JOY-1250.